Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Yep, this is Gilda. My credit card company is calling me about a charge that you guys are trying to do, and I don't even recognize the name of the company. Best Choice Product.
Hey, to make sure that it's the charge, can I start by getting your zip code, please?
Sure. It's 32824.
Okay, so that was 32824.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And may I also have your first and last name, please?
Gilda, G-I-L-D-A, Roveta, R-O-V as in Victor, E-T as in Thomas, A. And your name was?
My name is Jasmine.
I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine. Okay.
Yes. And that'll just be one moment. And do you mind spelling out that last name again for me, please?
R-O-V as in Victor, E-T as in Thomas, A.
Thank you. Can you also verify that shipping address for me?
1905 Island Walk Drive, Orlando, Florida, 32824.
Thank you. Okay, so I do see that the bank was attempting to charge you for the Icon Mini Pods. You originally placed the order on April 14th.
I'm sorry, what is it that they're trying to charge me for?
It's for our Mini Pods, our headphones.
But I remember that was something that Papa, that I was entitled to, and I just asked to pay for shipping, not that I was going to be charged for.
Yes, so what the shipping was, that activated a 14-day free trial. During that time period, if you didn't like the product, you could call and cancel, but if not, then it would charge you the full retail price.
I'm sorry. I have no idea that was the case.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
At pop-up from my credit card, and it says that it was something that I earned, and it gave me the choices of a few products, so I selected that one to give it to my grandson. I haven't even opened that thing.
Oh, yes, I do apologize for that misunderstanding.
Okay, can I return this? I'm not going to be paying $60 for something that I'm not going to be using.
Okay, yes, you can return that. I mean, you can receive 35% off on that return when you return, if that's okay.
Get 35%?
Yes.
Why? If I haven't even used the product, why should I only get 35% of the purchase price?
Yes, I definitely understand. Let me see what I can do for you to get more of a percentage back for you. Thank you for holding. So I did speak with the supervisor. I can give you 50% off.
So how much am I going to end up paying for this?
It'll be just a moment. Let me calculate that exact price for you. Okay, so you will be refunded $29.98.
$25?
Yes, but $29.98.
Okay, but do you realize that the bank never approved for this charge?
Okay, let me check that.
It was declined.
Oh, yes, I do see exactly what you're referring to, yes.
Okay. So, actually, what you need to do is you say, how much is it going to cost me? Because you're not refunding something that you haven't been able to charge.
Yes, how much are you gonna,
so I can authorize that charge.
Yes, so then what I'll do is I'll go ahead and cancel that and stop it from trying to go through again. And yes, as long as you send those headphones back, then we'll be just fine. I'll go ahead and stop that charge from trying to go through the next time.
Okay, so that means I will return the product and I won't pay anything.
Yes, the only thing you will have to pay is the shipping and handling back to us.
Yeah, what I paid to send it back to you.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me the address where I'm going to send it to.
Okay, so that's going to be 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Okay. All right, I will do that then.
Okay, no problem. And I want to thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great day.
You too.